how do you expect her to feel? She's really messed up. She won't eat anything. She won't say anything. Ever since she's found out about it, she just sits in a corner of a room and keeps crying. Who would have thought that Bezard would do such a thing ever?
Who is really? Who are you talking to?
Aunt Fatima.
Give it to me.
Mother, please. Mother,
give me the phone.
I need to talk to Mom.
Well, Mom. That's just great, darling aunt. Your innocent dear turned out to be a wolf. Is this that little prince you guaranteed me about?
I give you the right to be upset, Zora, dear. I just wanted to...
I'm furious at both you and my late husband.
You're the ones that dropped that poisonous snake in our laps.
Zora, dear, allow me to talk as well, would you?
If you can, answer me. Answer for the ruined life of my girl. Answer for her broken heart. Answer for her tears. How could you even begin to look her in the face?
Zora, dear, I'm not telling you not to be angry. I'm just saying let us sit down and talk together. Talk and figure out a solution to this, my dear.
I don't have time for talk. If you
feel really bad and are ashamed of that useless guarantee, give that good-for-nothing kid a call and tell him to go to court and divorce my child. We don't want any alimony either, I tell you.
Mother, but Auntie,
what's with you saying mother, mother so much?
You're talking really badly to her,
I should
Mom.
Have told her a lot worse than that. I was being considerate to her. Where's Baha?
In her room. I kept wanting to go in, but she won't let me. She says she wants to be alone.
What for? That boy's not worth being upset over. Baha? Baha, dear?
Auntie, I am so, so sorry. My mother's really upset these days.
Baha? Baha, dear? Baha, dear? You in here, darling? Should I bring you something to eat? Huh?
No.
Oh, my darling girl. Why are your hands so cold? You haven't eaten a thing since last night. Your blood pressure's dropped. Get up. Let's go downstairs. Eat something.
No, Mother, please. I want to be alone, please.
What do you mean you want to be alone? What are you just sitting quietly in your room for? I swear that good-for-nothing boy isn't worth a single one of your tears, darling. Your father's dead, but your mother's still alive. I swear that I'll... do something to them that'll go down in the history books. You'll see. Negar? 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 Negar?
Yes?
Go gather up that jerk's pictures and throw them in the garbage. Put all his clothes in a box so that whenever he comes here, we can throw it in front of him to take. And if he doesn't take them, we'll burn them all.
Please don't touch anything!
What?
Exactly what I said.
What's that mean? You want to have to keep looking at them all the time? Are you crazy?
No. I want to confront reality.
The reality is that the jerk has done you wrong. He took advantage of your trust. He tricked you, my darling.
But that person is Bezard, Mother. He is my husband.
Oh, may God strike me down. He's done all these things to you, that jerk, and you're still defending him? Listen to what she's saying.
No, Mother. I'm going to divorce Bezard. But like an intelligent person, not with fighting and shouting and becoming enemies.
You talk in a way that if someone didn't know, they'd think you're the one at fault.
Yes, I'm at fault too. I realized choosing Bezard was my biggest mistake, but I don't want to erase this mistake. I don't want to forget it. I want to place the mistake I've made in front of my eyes, so I'll never forget what a mistake I've made.
You're just hurting yourself like this, darling.
This pain is the price of my being simple.
What minutia?
Look, on your life, I really tried hard to stop them, but it was no use at all. Miss Sarua and his daughters are really furious with you.
They want to revoke the power of attorney they gave you.
I know, Bizarre. It's really not very wise, but you can rest assured now
that I'm going to be the manager of the factory. I'll take care of you all the way.
You've become the manager of the factory?
Believe me, I really didn't want to have to take your place. It was something I had no control over. Now, brother, if you want to listen to me, don't
come around here. You'll be embarrassed in front of the employees.
You really make me sick, Manucha.
Oh, man, I don't know how else
to tell you that you're making a mistake about me. Right now, this is how life is, brother. One day you're on top, the next day you're down. There's just one thing I need
from you, Bizarre dear. As soon as you can, give someone
the key for the safe that you've got with you and bring it here. You already know very well illegally possessing it is a criminal offense.
Let me see.
So all the hard work I put into that run-down factory, it's all for nothing. I don't have any rights. Working like a dog and getting nothing for it.
Your compensation was your monthly salary, and as to your share of your father's inheritance, you've gotten it already. There's no other rights or any money. Of course, I'm not saying this. It's your mother-in-law.
All right. All right, Manucha. Just know this. The banana peel will one day fall in front of your feet as well.
Come on, man. If I hadn't
accepted this position, it would have fallen into the hands of someone we didn't know. Now, would it have been good for a stranger to come and sit here? Then we wouldn't know what's going on, who's in here. Eh? You think I've got my eyes on being the boss?
Hello there, boss.
Hello, how are you? This place isn't worth all the trouble.
Hello there, boss.
Hello.
Right. I wanted
right,
to say
Manucha.
Something.
Just tell your new boss, from now on, everything will be different between us. You hear me?
Sure, you got it. I'll definitely tell her. Just be kind enough to send the key for the safe.
Fine. I'll bring the key to the
safe for you. Just let me give you some advice, Manucha. Even a clever person is always one step behind. So watch out for yourself. Just come and go without any trouble, because if I open my mouth and tell them it was you that didn't allow me to announce my marriage, then they'll kick you straight out of that factory.
Hey, boss, how's it going?
I'm fine, thanks.
I've come on behalf of all the personnel, in addition to their families, in addition to my own family,
yes.
To
yes.
congratulate you on the appropriate selection of you for this new position.
And that's kind of you. Thank
You're
you very,
very
much.
Welcome. Mr. Johannbach, there's just one matter. It's been 3 months that our salaries have fallen behind. We haven't
now,
been paid.
Now, my good man,
yes,
you
sir.
Already know I've only recently taken this management position. Allow
well,
me
yes.
to sit behind the desk first to see whatever happened during the time of the previous management.
Yes.
What's been reduced, what's
sure.
been increased. I'll solve it all within the next 6 months. Right now, I want to talk to Mr. Afifian so he contacts Mr. Akshidian so they can resolve this matter. I'll gather the personnel and talk
yes.
to them. Don't worry.
Hello, how are you? You good? What's up?
Hello.
Thank God, I'm Maysam, an addict.
Hello, Maysam.
I thank God for being clean for 24 hours. Thank God. Today, God took me by the hand and brought me into the circle full of love, so that I can be among you and get clean, and live a clean life. Thank God I've left that filthy life of addiction and have come here. I'm not out there anymore for me to cause damage to my mother and father, to worry about how I'm going to get my next fix, and to do just about anything for drugs. I truly thank God that there is love in this place. It's here that the pain gets shared among us. Thank you very much for listening to what I had to say.
Praise God.
In the name of God, I'm Arjang, an addict.
Hello, Arjang.
I thank God that it's been 24 hours that I haven't used any drugs. Guys, let's not forget that we're caught up in a dangerous disease that in the end would either be prison, the mental asylum, or death. I thank God right now that we've been given the opportunity for all of us to gather here today. Thank you for listening to what I had to say.
Praise God.
Addiction wanted to destroy us all, but it didn't know that God was beside us. Friends, just like the rest of you, I used to be addicted to drugs, and when I look back at the bitter days of my past, I see that while I was using, I didn't have any hope in my life at all. Each day was worse than the day before. Each day I wished that I would die. But ever since I came here and quit using and started on the path of well-being, each day a new hope entered my life. And I'm so happy that I wish all the addicts in the world would come to places like this and clean up and start down the path of well-being. I'd like to be able to help every person that's dealing with addiction. I pray to God that I can continue in this path. Thank you for listening to what I had to say.
Praise God.
The truth is, my sister isn't feeling well at all. Ever since she found out all the dreams were based on Bezard's lies, she's been suffering. She's been suffering a lot.
But what has she decided to do?
Divorce. After a huge fight and him trying to deny it, my poor sister. She lost to the person that she really thought was the biggest winning card in her entire life.
I'm really, truly sorry. If I knew this situation would cause all this trouble, I wouldn't have said anything.
No, it's not your fault. Anyway, sooner or later, this matter would have come to light.
Yes. It is better that she found out now.
Excuse me. Could I ask you what it is you do here exactly?
The truth is, at one time, I was one of the patients here. But ever since I quit, according to the procedures, I come and help others once or twice a week.
I can't believe that you were once an addict, you know?
I was. But I don't go after it at all now.
That's good. I congratulate you.
Thank you. Very well. With your permission, I'll be going.
Of course. Goodbye.
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 Hello. Hi there, Mr. Nikar.
Hello, my dear Mr. Furuzanfar. Sorry it took a little too long before I called you about that matter that we talked about.
Mr. Nikar, I already told you before, I can't help you out with that matter.
Don't be mistaken, Bezard. I'm talking about your own work, not my suggestion.
My work?
Why are you so distracted? It seems there's a lot on your mind. I'm talking about the loan that you wanted.
Ah, right. Sorry, I'd completely forgotten.
The truth is, with all the problems that have come up these days, there aren't many that are willing to risk giving large, long-term loans. But whatever it took through one of my friends, I found a trustworthy person that can solve our problem for us.
Thanks very much, Mr. Nikar. But the truth is, there's no need for it anymore.
There's no need? You changed your mind so quickly?
No, I didn't change my mind. It's just that I'm in a situation that I have to forget about the loan.
What do you mean, forget about the loan? Based on what you had said, I really put my reputation on the line. I thought you were serious about your work. Otherwise, I wouldn't have belittled myself so much in front of so many people. Do you know how hard it was for me to find that guy?
Mr. Nikar, thank you. You were very kind to me, and I am grateful. But the truth is that I'm no longer working in that factory.
How come? Has something happened?
No, nothing's happened. I just haven't been going to the factory for a while.
Fine. Whatever you prefer. But I wish, out of respect for the arrangements between us, you had told me about it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What is it?
Hello, Mr. Nikar.
Sorry for calling again. Listen, why don't we make plans to see each other again?
Fine. I'll text you the address to my office.
Take care. Goodbye.
Here, Melia, dear.
Thank you very much. And this is for you. Sorry it was a few days late.
That's very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It's just, you were supposed to bring me some new orders, weren't you?
Yes, darling, but I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
It's not my fault. That Miss Nosrati, the one that handles the work at the workshop.
Yeah, I remember her.
Oh, the poor thing. Because of her mother's illness, she's had to go back to her hometown.
Oh, no, poor thing.
That's why she's handing over the shop at the end of the month. So for now, I'm forced to not accept any new orders until I can hand the shop over to someone else.
That's great. What I meant is, did you have anyone particularly in mind for it?
No. How come?
Nothing. I thought if the rent is suitable and you agree to it, I'll take it from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrific. Who better than you, since I've known you for years and I'm familiar with your work? Fine. The shop is all yours. Don't worry about the rent at all, my darling. We'll somehow come to terms with each other.
No, I don't want you to suffer any losses. If the rent is suitable and I can handle it, I'll take it from you.
Look, Homer, dear. The work you do is so much more valuable than the rent to me. I'll be very honest with you. If you agree to it, then you've done me a big favor. Where on earth could I find anyone better than you?
Thank you very much. But, Malia, dear...
There's no buts about it. Just say yes, and don't argue with me so much.
Sure. Let me do some calculations, and if everything works out all right, I'll let you know. Is that all right?
All right. That's no problem. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Anything else?
No.
Goodbye.
How is it? You like it?
Yeah. It's a nice office. It also has a very nice view.
It's all for show in order to do business. These days, if you aren't fancy, no one will take you seriously. The perfect example is Argavan. Why do you think she became the wife of the late Dr. Davoudi? Did I say something wrong?
No. The truth is, a while ago she called me and insisted on seeing me.
About what?
She said Nikar wanted to swindle you. Of course. That was just an excuse, and I became curious to see what the story was. But she had come up with a scheme to confront me with my wife.
I see. What a day and age it is. And you believed that I want to swindle you, is that right?
No, I was just curious to see what the story was.
Mr. Firouz Anfar, the first requirement for working together is trust. If we don't trust each other, then we can't work together, my good man.
I didn't mean anything bad. I just wanted to be sure.
So you're not working in that factory anymore?
No.
So what do you want a loan for?
The truth is, if it's possible, I want to start a publishing house. I mean, to import printing and offset devices.
How much money do you need?
It'll require 2 or 3 billion.
Come on, my friend. These days, when a young person wants to get married and wants to borrow 3 million tomans from the bank, they need a bunch of promissory notes and cosigners. And then you, who aren't working in that factory or anything else, how did you plan on getting a loan?
Couldn't I get it on account of the factory?
Is the deed of the factory in your name?
No, the deed isn't in my name. But I have a power of attorney that I can use to handle the financial matters with.
Do the inheritors know that you want to get a loan?
No. Ever since that situation, we haven't been on good terms. I mean, we haven't been talking.
Then forget about it. Because I won't do anything illegal.
But it's not illegal. I'm their son-in-law. And I've got power of attorney. And I'll pay off all the installments on time. No one will even find out.
When the bank gets possession of the deed, everything will come out and it will be bad for both of us. No, it won't work. It's been a while that I've been trying to make up for my past, so I can get my attorney's license back in good standing. I don't want to put my own situation at risk because of this childish game of yours.
Yes, you have the right. I understand your situation, but... I mean... I was hoping you'd understand my situation as well. But I guess not. With your permission.
Just hold on a moment. Please have a seat, Mr. Farooz-Anfar. You know that the bank has to be certain that the loan will be used to buy equipment. Not for land, property, currency, or anything else. That's why, after getting the purchase receipts, they give the money directly to the seller, not the buyer.
Well, what do we have to do?
We have to find a person who, on our behalf, can give the bank a fake purchase receipt and get the money. Then he'll take his own percentage and give us the rest of the money.
Well, who?
I know a guy who can solve our problem. It's just he's a bit greedy. He wants 20% of the entire loan amount in order to do it.
But the standard is 10%, isn't that right?
Let's not be polite with each other. No cat catches a mouse in order to please God.
You mean you want 10% of it for yourself, is that right?
Is it too much? Do you have a problem with it? I'm taking a very large risk.
Fine. I have no other choice. This person that you mentioned, are they trustworthy?
No, you don't need to worry about that. He was a client of mine once. I know him well, and he's got enough of a professional reputation not to want to have any problems come up for us. If we're able to get a check from him before going to the bank, then we could rest assured. You need to do something else.
What is it?
Besides the power of attorney, you'll have to give me the deed to the factory. Without the collateral, we won't be able to do a thing. You don't have a problem, right?
No, I don't have a problem.
Have your tea.
When she was talking, her eyes were filled with tears. The poor thing, I felt so bad for her. Those poor people, they've been ruined by that boy, just like us.
So tell me, do they want to get divorced, or is there talk of intervening and forgiving him?
No, his wife's first and last word is divorce, otherwise they wouldn't have kicked him out of the factory.
It's good, he deserves it. Did she say anything else?
No, that was all of it.
Sina, could you please not touch those CDs? They remind me of Feridun.
You know, this house is no good without him in it, you know? By the way, what news of his children? Do they call to see how you're doing?
Yeah. They've inherited compassion and kindness from their father. They call several times a week, and they keep insisting I go to see them.
They're proper people. So why don't you accept? Go on the condition that you take me with you.
Yes. Sure thing, boss. Listen, Sina. Did you just happen to see that girl at the center? Or did you make plans to see each other?
No, man. We just ran into each other. The truth is, I don't want her to find out that everything that happened was a scheme in order to get revenge.
Since when have you become so kind-hearted? You are much more angry than I was. Don't tell me you've forgotten what they did to us.
No, I haven't forgotten, but none of this has anything to do with Nagar.
So just say that. Sina, don't tell me you like her, yeah?
Man, I don't know why you're all like this. As soon as two young people talk to each other four times and see each other twice, you start writing love stories for them. No, since her father had a heart attack and died, I blame myself for it. I've told myself 1,000 times if I hadn't gone there, he might still be alive now.
No way, Sina. These are all just excuses. You're scared, and you're backing out. Eat your fruit.
I'm backing out because there's nothing under our feet. I don't get it. How long is this game supposed to go on? How many people have to be sacrificed before you're satisfied? You've already done enough. Do you understand? It's enough.
Look. The things you're saying aren't coming from you. Homer's been talking to you.
Why are you talking nonsense? What's it got to do with Homer?
Fine. I'm talking nonsense.
And you and your buddies don't need any money to release your album.
No, I don't. You kept putting it off and delaying so much and making me do so much work for you that now I regret it. If Homer is capable enough to go out and start up her own shop and pay her own way, then me and the guys can put out our own album without your help.
What has Homer done? She's opened up a shop?
No, she hasn't opened it yet, but she wants to do it.
With what money? I was supposed to pay for it.
It's not necessary. She's getting a loan. We don't need your money with strings attached anymore. I've been with you up until now, but it's enough. From now on, I'm following a different path. Take care of yourself.
Sina, stop acting like a baby and being stubborn. Come, get your check.
Arkavan, I'm not that junky Sina from the past who would put up with anything just for money. Keep that money with the strings attached for yourself.
What strings? It's what Feridun wanted. I didn't give it to you sooner because I was afraid you'd waste it. Come take it. Just spend it properly.
Argovan,
you don't need to say anything. And I don't want anything to do with you or Homer. Close the door on your way out.
Here's your car keys.
I don't need it. Take it.
Charity bread is bitter. I can't hold it down anymore. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, well, hello there, boss.
Hello there, Ramat.
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you as
well. Hope everything's all right. What are you doing here this time of night?
I've left my things behind. I've come to get them. Open the door.
Look, boss, I'm really sorry, but the late Mr. Firuzanpar's wife ordered me not to let you in.
Look here, sir.
Yes?
You're older than me and have much more experience.
I'm your servant.
Don't get yourself mixed up in these family disputes. In a couple of days, we'll make up, and I'll be the factory manager again. And then you'll end up having to pay for everything. Open the door.
Thank you very much. That's what you should say. This is the way it always is for us simple workers. Our superiors always fight, and we are the ones who have to end up paying the price for it. What's it got to do with me? Come in, man, come in. I don't care what happens. Come in.
Thank you.
I'm at your service.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Jean Bakhsh, I didn't think the boss would be awake at this time of the night.
Azad, dear, what are these things that you're saying, my brother? Being the boss is something that's only suited for someone like you. I'm only supposed to put into practice all the lessons that I have learned from you. Eh? Anyhow, brother, if you're mad at someone else, why do you take it out on me? Come on, man.
I'm just a simple worker there.
They tell me to work, and I work, and I work for them for cheap. Come on, man. You think I'm crazy to leave my brother-in-law on his own and take the side of a bunch of vagrants?
You were probably worried about me, sir. You just called to see how I'm doing, huh?
No, man.
I know that you're at the factory right now, but I don't know what for.
Don't worry about it, Manucha.
I didn't come to fill my pockets with your empty bags. I left my things here, so I came to get them.
Azad, you know that I'm nothing compared to you.
Man, if I'm saying it, it's only for your own sake. You know how these nosy people are. Tomorrow they'll tell Miss Sarur about everything you've done, and then it'll all come crashing down on my head. And what was that guy doing at the factory in the middle of the night?
Look, Manucha, I'm not afraid of anyone. If anyone wants to say anything, let them say it.
May God bless that dear father of yours. That's exactly what I'm saying. Why should we give someone an excuse for no reason so that tomorrow they'll want to ask us a bunch of questions? Right now, just quietly sneak out of there and I'll take care of the security guys so they don't report on us.
Listen, Munucha, I didn't sneak into this factory to want to sneak out of here.
Before you hang up, let me give you some advice. When they take a donkey to a wedding, it's not to have fun, it's to carry a load. You can be sure once they've done with you, they'll crumple you up like a used napkin and throw you away. Especially when they find out you knew everything and didn't say a word. Goodbye.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمی گفته و می گفته، اتفاقی که گاهی نمی افته و می افته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن